Mike, are you guys getting copy on these from Anna?
Yes.
I'd ask it. Mike, are you getting copy on too? It's the daily report from emergency management?
I think Paul is.
Paul is, okay.
I think.
Yeah, I want to make sure there's more than just one person. They tell us not to forward it, so I forwarded to council, but I wanted to cover it.
Can you make sure that people can hear for me?
Our mics are not on.
Mics are not on.
That would be why I didn't hear it. There you go.
Got it.
You should be good.
So are we live? All right. Okay, it is Tuesday, July 7th, year 2020. This is a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach emergency meeting. May I please have a motion to resume?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right, we're going to start once again with the department positions.
Beth, how many people are on?
Mr. Bowden, would you like to tell us how the weekend went?
Can we tell if they can hear us or not?
Yeah. Press star 6.
Can someone press star 6 and tell council you can actually hear this out in telephone land?
Here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Chief Bowden.
I was actually quieter than we expected, since the previous weekend was very busy. But all in all, it wasn't too bad. Not really a big deal this time, so don't have any further updates.
Okay. Just typical traffic issues?
Yeah, I think we made a few arrests, helped Caroline beat some, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. Any questions for the chief? No? Thanks, chief.
Yes, sir.
Chief Kennedy, fire, rescue.
Thank you, council. I think you all received the update via text as far as how it went on the beach. Friday we had 8 rescues. There were quite a few dogs on the beach. Normal for day trippers on 4th of July weekend. We did let 3 trailer loads of beach equipment, which is
a lot.
It is a lot. It's a little bit more than usual. What we do is we bring the firehouse and then people came up and got it. I think there's only 2 beach chairs left in the morning time, so the fire department was dealing with that in the evening. But no real issues there. Saturday there were 0 rescues, quite a few less dogs on the beach, and then only 1 trailer full of debris was picked up. They did have some missing kids. Fireworks seemed to go very well. We had lifeguards and firefighters patrol the beach. Everyone seemed pretty responsible. It did seem like there was a lot more firework activity than normal from individuals, but that was also to be expected with no larger shows, and Carolina Beach canceling their show as well.
How was trash on the beach after the...
It was pretty bad.
It was bad?
It's bad every year, and our guards, I think, do a pretty good job. I know Public Works does a good job. It's kind of known on July 5th, they go by, and for their PT, they each grab a 55-gallon trash can or trash bag and clean up the beach. So they had several trash bag load fulls of firework stuff. And like I said, that was kind of expected to do with individuals shooting the fireworks this year as opposed to the shows. So nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, slightly more than usual, but nothing really out of the ordinary. And our guards, I think, from the feedback we got from the community, did a pretty good job this weekend with some rescues. I think there was a Facebook post floating around on the pier page today. There was getting quite a bit of exposure that they did a great job. And from what I could tell, they were wearing masks everywhere they went. So I think all in all, it was a pretty good success on the weekend. Yesterday we had a car fire. I think you all received a text threatening a structure. Our guys was on the far end of town, got there in less than 3.5 minutes, and then from size up to fire out was about 56 seconds. So it was a quick attack, and everything was good to go there. Police department helped out, and everything was great.
The outside fire near the Carolina Beach Pier, was that
a call on fire. That's normally what we experience down here on the beach is where people will shoot fireworks off, and then to clean up, they'll throw them directly in the trash can when it's still hot. The trash can will catch on fire, and the crews will get notified. So that's what that was. It was some debris thrown into the dumpster. It just happened to be a particularly busy year for Carolina Beach. I think they had 28 calls that day, which beat their record by like 10. So we got dispatched to a few of those. They had a busy, abnormally busy time down there too. So.
All right. Any questions for Chief?
No, sir.
Nice job all around. You here for Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Certainly you.
Come on in. Public Works.
It was a relatively normal weekend, being heavy trash. Had a couple of sewer backup calls, but no COVID-related stuff, anything changing on our end. I mean, we had a manhole collapse on 4th and G. We were there Sunday night late, worked on getting it where it was functional through the night, came back next morning, and we're in the process of fixing that right now.
Any idea when that fix will be concluded?
There's no time frame with the rain right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving us a little pushback on it, but we had a contract company helping us out, and we're basically, they're making the precasts where it will drop right in and hook everything back up. Right now we have our horse main bypass going down G Avenue, so G Avenue is kind of blocked off at the moment.
Right.
I was like, because there's a hard pipe going up and into another manhole.
No, that makes sense.
It's probably Thursday or Friday is what Jimmy said yesterday, unless it's changed the rain.
Yeah, just the rain, but I mean, they're working right now to get all the stuff to drop it in, but it should be the end of the week, I would hope.
Yeah. Typically a week holiday weekend, right, Ian?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have five guys down here picking up garbage and trash every day, so.
Yeah, it's a tough weekend for Public Works and for the others, so. Any questions for Public Works for Ian?
Nope.
That's nice, Ian.
Right, thank
good
you.
Good job by your guys, too.
Yes.
Right,
Monday morning, 2 a.m.
John?
No update, sir.
No update? How about Dickie?
No updates today.
Okay. Arlen?
Go for 3, no update.
All right. How about admin, Beth?
No update.
No update today? Okay. All right. So, three departments, Public Works, Fire and Police, good work, good job. Thanks for, it's a busy weekend. We had a lot of people working. I'm sure that would have rather been home with their families. Thank you. Thank you for what you did. Getting into the emergency situations, I'm going to turn it over to David in a moment. I'm going to go over the cases as they sit now for the zip codes that are important to us. We in Kerry Beach, 28449, we are now at 7 cases. 28428, Carolina Beach, is now at 56 cases. They're up from 40. Monkey Junction, 28412, was 143. They're now at 186. 28403 from about the college down towards Monkey Junction, there was they were 233, they're now 267. So in this particular area, coming to the south, we had about 100 new cases. From a county perspective, we went from 923 cases to 1138. The state went from 66,513 to 74,529. That was quite an increase. Hospitalized for the state, 901 last week, grew to 982. So those are some of the state numbers. I'm going to pass it over to our emergency manager, David Hegler now, Mayor Pro Tem, and let him take you through the rest.
Right, so for the council, I've got up on the display for the audience, we're going to walk through the 12 metrics that the hospital, the New Hanover Regional Medical Center uses to determine if they have a problem or not, which they communicate through the emergency management system to all the local leaders. So the reason this isn't sent out via email is emergency management and the hospital ask that it just be controlled. So it's controlled at the emergency management level, but it's shared with local leaders. And I'll tell you the 12 metrics just so you hear it, and then their color versus the numbers. So the first one is outpatient testing availability or capacity. That's the ability of the hospital to test outpatients, and they have a certain number of tests a day is their threshold, and they're green in that, so they can do more
test per day than their threshold. In-house testing availability, that's if you show up at one of the hospitals in the local area. And each hospital has its own metric, but that's screened as well. ICU beds occupied by COVID plus patients in the regional area. Basically, that's the number of patients that are on negative pressure ICU, and that's green as well, so they have less than their threshold. The percent staff unavailable for work for all causes, and basically that's just making sure they have the medical providers available. That's in the green as well. The percent critical care physicians unavailable for work, similar issue, but now instead of all staff, it's just critical care physicians. That's in the green. PPE hands all day, and they do that by gloves, gowns, N95 mask, and surgical mask, and they have just the number of days availability. They're in the green with that as well. Critical medications in days of supply, and they have the five medications that they actually use in relation to COVID-19. They're in green for all those supplies. Inpatient admissions on the previous calendar day is in the green as well. In the red, the only metric currently in the red is the total number of regional hospital admissions. So because New Hanover Regional Medical Center is a point source for other hospitals in the area, so if another hospital is overran, they transfer to New Hanover Regional Medical Center. They track this by regions, and regional hospital admissions was above their threshold metric. So that's the only red as of yesterday. Percent testing positive. So that's the number of tests that they give, and then if the percentage, if more than 10% of those are positive, that will be in the red, and it's less than 10%, so it's in the green. High-risk patients in New Hanover, COVID at home, so that's in New Hanover County, but they're at home, but they're classified as high-risk, so they could be transported at any time to the hospital, so they're tracking those. Right now they have zero of those, and the threshold is more than 10, because those could trip over at any time and come into the hospital, so that's another metric to watch. And the last one is any local facilities or cohort facilities that would transfer to New Hanover Regional Medical Center with more than a certain number of admissions in any one day. And so they track multiple, like Brunswick and Pender hospitals, and there's a third county, but I can't remember what the third county is. What's the other county?
Brunswick. Allen.
I said Brunswick and Pender. Is it Onslow that's in our region?
Pender, Brunswick,
New Hanover.
New Hanover, but there's Onslow. A fourth one. Onslow. Yeah, Onslow. Those three counties, all of the medical systems in there are tracked to see if any of them had more than five admissions that could then come to New Hanover Regional Medical Center. That's green as well. So right now, the medical system is still saying we are green in our strategy, which is to make sure we don't run out of capacity. But they are tracking all the metrics. And if you've looked back through these over time, like I have, one will pop red and then go back to green. It moves back and forth. None of them have went red more than 2 days in a row so far, but that's why we're tracking them, to just see that. And so, as we talked about before, people need to make sure that they take care of themselves, because if people will follow the guidelines, we can work through this and the system doesn't get overloaded. If people don't, they do things on their own, like go to bars, not wear a mask, and go have COVID parties like happened in Alabama, where they all bet on who's going to get it first and throw in money, COVID pools or anything like that. If people in Southeast or North Carolina start doing silly things like that, we're going to have a problem. If they continue on, it looks like at least right now we're still managing through the issue without threatening the healthcare system, which is the strategy. But we're watching it every day. And as in the meetings when we have, what I talk to the health providers about is, look, you guys can't surprise this on the public. If you're starting to get concerned, you should be on the news every night talking about that, Lisa Brown. And we'll see how that goes, but we continue to track. Basically, okay, although they're still ramping up, cases are showing up more in all areas. On the hospital side, we're still okay right now, as of today. Or technically yesterday, that's where this came from.
I am not aware of any particular inputs from the governor scheduled. So nothing that I believe is going to be mentioned. We may have another meeting relative to him coming on. But right now, the governor has not changed any of the requirements. He has not changed any of the directions to the communities, and neither has the county. And we are still where we are. Now, there is some alarm, I know that the cases are growing, and David hit it. We need to take care of ourselves. If you don't want to go somewhere and you're worried about it, you're very right to be afraid of this disease, because it can kill you. I know that's not the general population, but there are a few people who have lost their lives. And it's not a few, it's quite a bit. So do we have any inputs from the council, comments, observations over the weekend, statements? John?
No.
Al?
A week ago, before I went to the grocery store, I bet you half the people were not wearing masks. I'm very pleased this week, that I didn't see anybody in Harris Teeter last Thursday that wasn't wearing, everybody was wearing a mask. So if we'll do our part, and I think our citizens need to realize too, but we may have X number of cases here in town. Some of the people already are not active cases. They've been a case during the whole time, but
sure,
a lot of people might be recovering or recovered.
Yeah, that's total cases.
So, it's a marathon. I think this is going to be a marathon.
I know we have to learn to coexist because this is going to be around for a while. Joe?
Nothing Joseph? To add.
Nothing to add. How many people on the phone?
31.
Yeah, just one more thing before we open
sure.
up. So I would point out to council and the citizens that testing has very much gotten back up. So personally, council knows that I didn't come for a week because I was waiting on the test because my son was exposed, believes he was exposed. So a positive person interacted with him. He got called, which is exactly what's supposed to happen with the tracing. He got a test. He, of course, is living in my home, so he told me. So then I was like, I can't do anything now except stay in my house until you get your test results back. And at that time, when he got the test, they were saying 2 to 3 days. It was actually 6 days before we got the results back. And so testing is backed up. What people have to realize is if you get the call from the health department that you've been exposed and you go get the test, that's when you should stop. You should do what you're supposed to do, which is stay at home, even if it drives you crazy.
Do we know what number that call comes from? Because I don't answer numbers.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because
it didn't come to me. It came to Matt. I can ask. I don't know. And I don't know if it's always the same number either, right?
If we could get some clarification on that, because then people...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be one. Because you're right, people screen calls. I mean, I assume they would leave you a message, although I don't know. He answered his as far as I know. I don't know the details of that part. It's a great point. I'll see if I can find something out through emergency management. But I would imagine it's probably multiple phone numbers. Yeah, people screening calls right now, you got to take it and then listen to them try to sell you your car warranty or hang up right away, right? But anyway, the point is, if you get that call, you have a responsibility to stop and don't spread it until you find out, right? Either it turns out the person that you interacted with gets their test and it comes back that they don't have it, or they do. And then if they do have it, then you have to quarantine and go get your test, right? Which is a big hassle. I mean, it's not a fun test to get. I don't know if you've heard a lot about it, but it's basically a Q-tip pushed way up your nose to your sinuses. So he was not happy about the test, but he did get it, and at least it was negative. But that's the issue, right? So you could get a call. If you do get the call, please do the right thing for your community, for your neighbors, and for your family, and wait until you know you're clear.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean going to the post office to get the mail out of your mailbox either.
Right, exactly right, yeah.
It means either have a friend to call the post office and have it delivered.
Right.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll open for questions. Star 6, if you have a question, we'll do our best to try to answer it. Anything in writing, Beth? Anybody send a note? No? Somebody on?
No, I think I hit my mic.
Oh, you hit the mic. Sorry, John. I thought somebody was... Well, when would you gentlemen like to get together again?
Friday?
I would agree with Friday. Prepare for the weekend.
In the morning? Mm-hmm.
Friday morning?
11.
What's your schedule on?
Can you make it, Joseph? Check your calendar. How about you, Alan? You okay at Friday 11?
That Friday at 11 is fine with me.
All right. It's on your shoulders, Joseph.
We continue the emergency meeting Friday the 10th of July at 11 a.m.
I can do it. Yeah, just 1 second.
You said second, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you said second. Okay, I thought you said wait a second.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. This meeting will be put out until Friday, 11 o'clock.